besides the athletic ability, you know, Kyle, and I know all of our Chicago fans will grow very appreciative of this, beyond the smarts in terms of the football smarts, is his toughness and his physicalness and his style of play. He's one of those guys, when you watch him play on tape, and I've seen Oregon live against Arizona State this year, you say, you know, I'm glad he's with us and not, you know, that he's not on the other team and he's with us. I'm glad he's one of ours. Those attributes combined with his great humbleness, which I think you all come to appreciate, his passion for the sport of football, and his passion to help those around him, help his teammates achieve a common goal. And in our case, that's to win championships. And with that, I'd like to introduce Kyle Long from the University of Oregon, now number 75 of the Chicago Bears.
How you guys doing? First and foremost, I'd like to thank the McCaskey family, Mr. Emery and Coach Tressman, my mom and dad who are in attendance today, and countless other people who have helped me along the path that got me here to the Chicago Bears. I'm extremely grateful to be a Chicago Bear, and I'm very excited to get started here as soon as possible and get to know my teammates and get working towards earning the respect of my teammates and the people in this facility. Yeah, the last 18 hours have been, you know, it's been unbelievable. You know, I'm still really not on my feet. I had, you know, just my family, my close family around me for the draft, and that was great to be able to sit there and take in the draft and see one of my teammates get taken early on in the draft. And, you know, it was just, I'm so blessed to be in the position I am today. You know, the last 18 hours have been a whirlwind, but I'm here in Chicago and I'm home now, so I'm very excited about that. Probably just his coaching style in high school. He was never on the sidelines during our games because he wanted to kind of stay in the background, but one thing he instilled in me from a very young age, you know, even off the football field, is if you're going to do something, you want to do it 100%. You don't want to do a halfway job on anything. And, you know, obviously the same can be said for football. He just wants me to do something with passion, and the same goes with my mom. My mom wants me to be passionate about what I do. She wants me to have fun with what I'm doing, and, you know, I'm living out my dream now. I'm about to play in the NFL, and I'm going to have the opportunity to play in the NFL for Chicago Bears, and I couldn't think of a better place to live out that dream. I was just trying to solidify myself as a key contributor on the offensive line at Oregon. You know, it's well documented that I didn't have a lot of starts or experience at Oregon, but I wanted to be able to help and make a positive impact. So when the spot opened up at left guard, I jumped at the opportunity. You know, that was my first start was against USC, and I think that's really where it started. And I started to make a lot of improvements as a football player in regards to the physical nature of the game, but the mental aspect as well. Well, I mean, I'm an offensive lineman, and the beauty of that position is that, you know, the positions aren't that much different. You know, I just want to play. I don't care where it is. You know, I'm sure the coaches have a plan for that, but I'm just going to come in and try to work at whatever they want to do. Yeah, actually, you know, almost immediately after I was drafted, I was sifting through a bunch of text messages, and Jay Cutler had texted me, and he had some nice things to say, and he was welcoming me to the Bears, and supposedly Robbie Gould tweeted at me, and today I was in the locker room and I saw Brandon Marshall, and he said, "You're big leaguing me already?" And I said, did I miss something?" He said, "I texted you last night." And I felt bad because, you know, here's Brandon Marshall, who's bigger than me, telling me that, you know, he's giving me crap and it's only day one. So, yeah. I think if it weren't for the invite to the Senior Bowl that I got and the opportunity to play against, you know, the elite competition that was there, you know, I'd probably still be waiting around right now. I didn't ask him if I could play. I told him I would be the starting left guard. I told him I was going to be starting against SC. We had a guy go down, and I jumped at the opportunity. I was hungry to play. I was rotating with a guy, Tyler Johnstone, who was a freshman All-American, who will, you know, have one of these meetings in the next few years. He's a great player, and I knew I had to get in where I fit in, and it so happened to be left guard. It's the offensive line. It's every position is very similar. With the exception of center, obviously there's a lot more stuff you have to do pre-snap, but it was a great opportunity for me, and I felt like I took full advantage of it. I just know that Chicago is one of the most historic football towns, sports towns in the country. You know, everybody who I've spoken to, there's Chicago Bears fans everywhere around the world. You know, the C on that helmet is synonymous with success and just tremendous football. And that's what I'm most excited about, coming to Chicago and being part of the Bears organization. First and foremost, I turned that down because I wanted to get my education. You know, anybody coming out of high school that has an opportunity to get drafted would obviously like to see where they would be drafted. And it was a pretty cool experience for my family and I. You know, getting to meet some big name people, and getting to work out at some major league parks was a pretty cool deal. But you know, I wanted to go to college, and I wanted to get the college experience and get an education, and I felt like that would help me in my development from a maturity standpoint. And I chose football because, you know, the first offseason I had away from football, I realized how much I missed it. When I was at Florida State, I could hear the football helmets smacking and the whistles blowing and the coaches screaming, and there wasn't a lot of that on the baseball field, and I knew I was not in the right place. I mean, the main goal for anybody that's drafted is you want to come in and you want to try to earn the respect, like I said, of your teammates and your coaches, and that comes through hard work. That comes through bringing your lunch pail to work every day and getting after being blue-collar, having a blue-collar mentality, and just playing with the toughness and playing with the same kind of tenacity that got you to this point, and that's really what I'm going to try to do. Show up every day and just work. Good things tend to happen to those who work.